Let's shift to some fascinating developments in developer tooling. The Cage project is getting significant attention on HN. It's a tool that can shadow any website into a single binary for offline viewing. This addresses a real problem that content creators and researchers face when they need reliable offline access to web resources.
The technical approach here is elegant. Rather than trying to replicate complex web scraping tools, Cage captures the entire rendering context of a website and packages it into a standalone executable. What's particularly clever is how they're handling JavaScript-heavy sites and dynamic content. Traditional website archiving tools often break on modern web apps, but Cage seems to maintain functionality even for complex single-page applications.
From a business model perspective, this could be significant for compliance and documentation workflows. Companies that need to maintain records of web-based resources for regulatory or legal purposes currently face challenges when those resources disappear or change. A tool that creates verifiable, standalone copies could become essential infrastructure for industries with strict documentation requirements.
The WebAssembly integration is what makes this particularly interesting technically. There's another story today about someone porting a C game to WebAssembly and documenting every bug they encountered. These kinds of detailed technical postmortems are incredibly valuable because they reveal the real-world friction points in the WASM ecosystem that don't show up in the marketing materials.
The game porting story exposes how WebAssembly adoption is still happening through individual developers learning by trial and error rather than through systematic corporate adoption. When someone has to document every bug they hit for a relatively straightforward porting project, it suggests the tooling and documentation still have significant gaps.
What's encouraging is seeing how the community responds to these detailed bug reports. The HN discussion around the WASM porting story shows experienced developers sharing solutions and workarounds. This kind of collective debugging is how complex technical ecosystems mature through accumulated practical knowledge rather than just formal documentation.
There's also interesting movement in the Apple ecosystem, with their foundation models getting new documentation on Claude's platform. This suggests Apple is becoming more open about their AI infrastructure, which could signal either increased confidence in their approach or recognition that they need to engage more actively with the developer community to compete with more open alternatives.
The Apple Foundation model's development is particularly significant because it represents Apple's attempt to maintain their privacy-first positioning while still participating in the AI revolution. If they can create competitive models that run locally on device rather than requiring cloud services, it could differentiate their entire ecosystem. But the fact that they're documenting these models more openly suggests they're also recognizing they need third-party developer adoption to maximize the value.